AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The leaders of Germany, France, and the United Kingdom spoke by phone today with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. They assured him of their continued support amid the war with Russia as European officials scrambled to respond to U.S. peace proposals that apparently caught them unaware. The plan calls for Ukraine to hand over territory to Russia and blocks its route to NATO membership. In a speech, the Deputy Permanent Representative of Ukraine, Kristina Hayovishin, vows no land concession to Russia.
While Ukraine stands ready to engage in meaningful negotiations to end this war, including at the leaders' level, our red lines are clear and unwavering. There will never be any recognition, formal or otherwise, of Ukrainian territory temporarily occupied by the Russian Federation as Russian. Our land is not for sale.
The Supreme Court will meet in private today to discuss a high-profile issue on its agenda, President Trump's birthright citizenship. The order declares that children born to parents who are in the U.S. illegally or temporarily are not American citizens. Investigators say there's evidence of cracks in an engine mount of the UPS cargo plane that crashed in Louisville, Kentucky. The crash killed 14 people 2 weeks ago. Law enforcement leaders say the Charlotte, North Carolina area federal immigration crackdown appears to be tapering off. The Homeland Security Department says the operation will not end anytime soon. President Trump will be meeting today with New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani after months of heated rhetoric. Trump has called Mamdani a 100% communist lunatic. Mamdani has said Trump's administration is authoritarian. In the United Arab Emirates, an Indian fighter jet crashed at the start of a demonstration flight in front of a crowd of spectators at the Dubai Air Show, killing the pilot. Wall Street futures quickly reversed course and turned positive in very volatile markets. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Houston's defense sacked Josh Allen 8 times. Kalen Bullock forced 3 turnovers, and the 6-5 Texans won their 3rd straight game, 23-19, over the Bills on Thursday Night Football. Houston coach D'Amico Ryans:
extremely proud of our guys.
NBA, Tyrese Maxey joined Wilt Chamberlain as the only 76ers with a 50.9 assist performance after scoring a career-high 54 in a 123-114 overtime win against the Bucks. Men's college basketball, number 1 Purdue held off unranked Memphis 80-71 to improve to 5-0. NHL, Alex Ovechkin's 33rd career hat trick powered the Capitals past the Canadiens 8-4. And Baylor athletic director and former CFP selection committee chairman Mac Rhodes resigned a week after he took a leave of absence for personal reasons. Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number 1 science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities?
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America?
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.